What are some, you minister to farmers, and farmers are having a very, very difficult time now. It's not been the best of times for the farming communities across the United States, and especially now with some of the Chinese tariffs, it's hitting some farmers more heavily than others. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing with in the farm community in the Diocese of La Crosse?
I mean, the first thing, and there's a number of factors, and especially in the upper Midwest and in Wisconsin, and who knows all the factors, but definitely the economic factor, the geopolitical factors, and just simply the technological advances. In a certain sense, farmers have gotten really good at what they do, and so can produce a lot more with a lot less, but unfortunately that means they don't need as many farmers out there. And so a lot of farmers have been struggling to make ends meet. The cost of production is higher than the prices that are out there on the market today.
And we've talked about, and the Holy Father has reintroduced some of the principles of Laudato Si from a couple of years ago, again, calling us to be good stewards of our creation and that command, till the earth and keep it. For those of us who are on the consumer end, how can we be good stewards of creation, and how can we help those who till the earth and keep it?
It's a vocational call, I think, for all of us to keep the earth, to care for the earth. And sometimes I think because modern man is so removed from the means of production and from the land, that we often don't really realize how much of an impact some of the things that we do have on creation and upon farmers. So, I mean, the fertilizer you put on your lawn, the weed killer you use to take care of your lawn, the different foods that you buy, all these things can affect, whether you recycle or not, all these things can definitely make an impact upon taking care of the creation that God has given and entrusted to us.
Father, as the number of family farms shrink, and those in urban areas might, family farms might not be on their radar, but talk a little bit about how society at large is affected by the loss of family farms. I think of some of the smaller towns in the Midwest I worked in getting started in radio, and we'd work with some, you know, radio guys that grew up on the farm, and some of those stereotypical values of just being good and hardworking were really honestly there, in effect, and you know, quite ready for all to see. And to lose that is a sad thing.
It is sad. And so kind of the bigger loss, other than the economic loss, is that human community and human and family formation that typically has happened in our country in the agricultural and the rural life, the rural world, and the world rural way of living. And so what kind of to do about that? I mean, it's harder to find these people, including, people have grown up on farms or have some connection to a farm. But I mean, the basic family values, I mean, farmers are no different than anyone else. They're human beings that need community, that need support, and that have to live their faith, or are required to live their faith, and the gospel values that we all are asked to live, just in a different setting.
And that engagement too, Father Daniel, as we talk about the importance of farming and how it relates to our culture, if you're listening in the middle of Chicago or in the New York metropolitan area, or if you're inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., you say, well, you know, that doesn't really affect me. But as you point out, make that human connection, do that encounter, get in the automobile, go to a farm, support a farm, get to know those people and support them.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways that someone in an urban or suburban setting, I don't know any farmers, that's not a part of my reality, you can do and go to your local farmer's market. Those seem to be pretty common nowadays. Talk to the people there. They're connected to those farmers. It's kind of, it'd be kind of strange probably to drive out into the country and pull into a farm and be like, all right, show me your farm. It'd be a little bit odd. Should I call the cops or what should I do, you know? But maybe not. Why not? And go and find, there's got to be somebody that you know, a coworker whose cousin has a farm or somehow in the agricultural industry, And so that human and community support is really important for farmers. It's what they're lacking, because there's fewer and fewer of them to support each other. And so to have the broader support of your parish community, of your kind of local community, is incredibly important. So I encourage people to definitely learn about, because there's different agricultural industries in all different sorts, all different parts of the country. So to find out who are the farmers and who are the agricultural people in my part of the world, what do they need, what are their struggles, and then to ask the question, what can my community or my family do to support them? That could be simply, I mean, first of all, we all can pray, especially reviving some sort of devotion that is connected to nature, changing of seasons. Today is actually an Ember Day, which is special liturgical days that coincide with the changing of the seasons and with harvest time. And so so learn more about Ember Days, celebrate them by prayer, fasting, and praying for farmers and for a good harvest. Celebrate the Feast of St. Isidore on May 15th. He's the patron saint of farmers. Ask him to intercede for our brothers and sisters.
And we also have to think about some of those subtle things. Just go, I got a half a gallon of milk yesterday, and it was like $3.29, and I'm thinking, well, gee, that's not a bad price. But as you've pointed out, milk prices have been lower than the cost of production for almost 5 years now, and the economic impact on farmers, on people's lives, and this is staggering, that 700 farms closed in the state of Wisconsin in 2018, and so far this year, and just really the first half of the year, another 300. When you think about the impact on families, children, the economy, the future of these families, this really is a crisis here in the United States.
It is a crisis, and I saw a kind of a stat the other day that, and this is just kind of, we're learning more, but the suicide risk for farmers across the country is something like 50% higher than any non-farmer population. So the stress and the human impact is very real. Losing land, losing your farm, losing your animals to bankruptcy or whatever is kind of the mental equivalent to the loss due to death. So these farmers are experiencing incredible strain and incredible pressure. And so to be able to reach out to them is a huge thing. And more people are becoming aware of this and are doing that very thing. So that's just kind of the question, like, what can I do? It can be very simple. I had a veterinarian in the area. She went out to a farm and, you know, helped, you know, treated an animal. And she just simply asked the farmer, she said, well, you know, because talking about, well, how about this, what's going on? And she just simply asked, but how are you doing? Like, how are you feeling? What's going on? How are you? And he just burst out crying. He said, no one has asked me that for years. And so just to simply show human concern, basic human concern and compassion can be an incredible gift.
You just thinking of ways to connect kids with farm life a little this time of year. Often orchards can be a very kid-friendly place to experience a little bit of the harvest side of agriculture. An old radio friend of mine actually has an orchard in the western part of the Twin Cities, and there are some sheep and goats and fun little animals there to pet, as well as pick some apples, wander through a corn maze, and it gives kids kind of an easy look at farming they might not see if they're in the city. Even this gigantic pile of corn, the kernels of corn, to climb around in. That's as long as you don't bury your brother or sister and try and reenact some silo accident, can be a lot of fun.
No, that sort of thing is very good. And I know I have a sister who lives out on the East Coast and near New York, and obviously she grew up on a farm, but my niece and nephews haven't, and so they've just gone out. There's like a hobby farm that's, you know, open to the public, and, you know, doing things like that, just for them to be able to sit on a tractor or to see animals up close and to kind of make that connection between creation and the earth and our stewardship of it and what we rely upon every day to sustain human life is an amazing thing. And it's part of, I think, our vocational call that God has given to all of us.